Well, Rebel Spring picks up at the end, about 3 weeks or so after the end of Fallen Kingdoms, and we continue our characters' stories and their intertwining. Now that they've all kind of met each other, there's four main characters, teen characters, who all find that their choices have led them all kind of on the same path. So we continue following those four characters and where they're leading, hopefully in surprising directions that people won't be able to guess. And we learn more about the Watchers, about the Sanctuary, about the magic, and the characters' reactions to all of this. And also I introduce a couple new characters who whose presence definitely makes things turn in different directions.